Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey, and may I be the first to say to you, happy, happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. This is a day to rejoice because we are saved, that we no longer have to live in sin, eternal sin and death. We're brought to life. This is our God who loves us, and today is the day we acknowledge his birthday. Let us pay attention to the readings today because they're very important to us. In fact, the opening prayer says, O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and still more wonderfully restored it. And he did that for us. Grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. You know, I think about that a lot. I think what it's going to be to die and to be united with God. What's that going to be like? We have no words for it because none of us has ever experienced it, and it's beyond any limitation that we would put on it. But that's what we're preparing for. And he came in the flesh today to lead us to everlasting life in himself. That's why he came. He came to lead us closer and closer to him and to enable us sometimes to be able to help another draw closer to him. So on this Christmas day, let us thank him for all that he has given us, all that he has done for us, all that he has made possible for us. He's made it possible for you and for me to have eternal life. My goodness, brothers and sisters, sometimes when I think about that, I just sit and stare because it's so far beyond my comprehension, in a sense. Even the great theologians, they may know more, but you end up awestruck at what God has done for us. Why does he love us so much? Because he created us. He made us, and he made us for himself. We don't stop short. Everybody who comes into our life can lead us toward Christ or take us away. You might have some relationships where you're trying to lead people closer to Christ, but the important thing is that you are drawn closer to Christ and to know that he will be there at every moment for you. Let's take a look now at the first reading for Mass today from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is king. My God is king. Your God is king. And he loves us so much that he was born, lived his life here on earth, and died for you and for me. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. You know, this isn't just for this people, this country, this parish, this family. This is for all people. Every corner of the earth, he comes to save. And he came for you and for me. That's, you know, he didn't come, it's hard to imagine, but he didn't just come for millions of people. He came for me. He knew you by name. He knows me by name. He knows all of your friends by name, your neighbors, your families. He knows them all by name. He loves them. We can't memorize that many names. It's not possible. Millions who have gone before us and will go after us. But the day will come, brothers and sisters, when he will come in glory and power and majesty. We want to be ready for that. And so on this Christmas day, let us give him thanks that he gave his whole life for you and for me. This is a God who saves. Let us lean on him and reach out to him in areas in our lives where we need even more to be saved. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Brothers and sisters, he's made his salvation known in the sight of nations. He's revealed justice. He has remembered his kindness, his faithfulness. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. So sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Take time today, just in your own, if you want, just by yourself, but sing a song to God. Sing a song of praise and gratitude to him. It could be one of the Christmas carols, whatever you choose, but sing something to him today. I know that sounds strange, but I want to get your voice more used to really singing praise for God and knowing that he hears you right where you are today. And the second reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things and through whom he created the universe. He who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who maintains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Brothers and sisters, how privileged we are to know who our Savior is, to know that we have a Savior, to know who is our Savior. Take nothing for granted. Thank him on this Christmas day. Thank him for what he's done for us and for what he will do for us on the cross. Thank him. Thank him daily by your actions, by your prayers, by just talking to him. Thank him every day for what he has done for us. And then we look at the gospel today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God, of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Just stop there for a moment. Think what you're really celebrating. Yes, we have all kinds of festive holiday activities, and I love them all. But what we're celebrating is that the Savior of the world became man. He humbled himself to become just like you and me. He became one of us that he might be reachable, approachable. He's with us right now in his Holy Spirit. He's right there in a different form, but he's right here. He's with us. He loves us. To those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. That's you. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And then, as we say, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, The glory is the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who's coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." Brothers and sisters, think about that. You have a Savior. You're not meant to just have these years on earth. This is just the beginning of an eternal life if you believe in him and confess your sins when you make mistakes. Then this day can be a day of great joy. Have all the holiday spirit and all the activities, do all of them if you would like. But brothers and sisters, the most important thing is that you say to the Lord, "Lord, thank you. Thank you for coming for me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me." Brothers and sisters, that means more to God than anything else you could say today. Thank you. Please render him thanks. If we render one another thanks, how much more should we render God thanks? Pope Francis said something to us that I would like you to take a look at for a moment here. He says this. It's an article that's in Magnificat magazine, but I just want to share a paragraph or two with you. He said, "The shepherds of Bethlehem also tell us how to go forth to meet the Lord. They were keeping watch by night. They were not sleeping, but doing what Jesus often asks all of us to do, namely, be watchful. They remain alert and attentive in the darkness, and God's light then shone around them. This is also the case for us. Our life can be marked by waiting, which amid the gloom of our problems, hopes in the Lord and yearns for his coming. Then we will receive his life." And so the shepherds immediately set out. We are told that they went with haste. And so let us go to Bethlehem. And with these words, the shepherds set out, "We too, Lord, want to go to Bethlehem. I want to come to Bethlehem because there you await me. I want to realize that you, lying in a manger, are the breath of my life. I need the tender fragrance of your love so that I, in turn, can be bread broken for the world. Take me upon your shoulders, Good Shepherd, loved by you. I will be able to love my brothers and sisters and to take them by the hand. Then it will be Christmas when I can say to you, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." That's from Pope Francis. I really encourage you to ponder that. It doesn't have to be big, expansive things that you do, but reach out to those around you, to those in need, to know that you've been separated from in some way. Turn back and ask them for forgiveness if you need to. Just say it. It's often the hardest words you can get out of your mouth. But if you can get them out, just say, "I'm sorry, and I want to start again." God will bless you. Let this Christmas be a Christmas not only of joy and festivity and all that goes with it. I want you to have all of that. But let it also be a Christmas of reconciliation and reverence for one another, care for one another. May God abundantly bless you this Christmas day. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.